Welcome to Leading Lights, Indigenous men and women who have left a trail of inspiration for others. Dene author George Blondin was one of few Indigenous people who spoke openly about medicine power. Even in 1923, when George was born in the Great Bear Lake region of the Northwest Territories, people relied on medicine power, not money. Having medicine power meant having a successful life, perhaps being a good hunter or healer, or knowing about events before they happen. And now in Dene.
Adiri Dene, George Blondin Hulye, and Nane Diga Eritlisalsini. Ku 1923 anu kaniya ni la Great Bear Lake, Northwest Territories kaya. Ku Dene, and Nane Diu since anadatser ni tsambailu. Ku Nane di tibak unyane, ba a. Nalze na bahore new dana da nice now ayurts in hanatse ano di hasi hanatse bakun yaha henni la dri George Blondin.
Blondin was candid about the past, going so far as to reveal his own medicine power story in his first book, When the World Was New. At 5 years old, he was sent to get water early in the morning when an old man with long white hair rose from the lake and startled him. Dropping his pail, he raced back to the family tent and his mother's lap. Since he had not naturally embraced the spirit, his parents resigned themselves to the fact he wouldn't be a medicine man and stopped trying to help him get power. Blondin writes that he should have welcomed the power bringer, but instead resigned himself to working hard in a mundane life like most people.
George Blondin, asiga nonesh ilanila tantuhu yae, ayid iritlisatsi when the world was new hulye, ayid antu netik another si ayiga adagahul nila. Ku five bagayu kabin tane tu yin tin hets a data bants ech au a year a ne kubetane netel gay yets and 2 yards in hurry in very hash gatha tilinok a rich halu bakun bear bakuns and a bacha or banzum or red dakla a ye ab betikua and a henny thanu ne did den a hilling hill like Allah. Nedig olyan dana hilli hilk alai abitsiti hadue a heiti la. Eyi a blondina du. Eyi a dana sets a hurry therni. Bech asga thilin in de. Nedi natsrik osha honey. Kolo ko jela a. E a. E a rayon onk a dana du a ranare lia koshjan de hinila.
He shared these stories because he believed in the strong importance they had to being Dene and wanted young people to realize as part of themselves. Medicine power is a phenomenon that is hard to understand and so it is not spoken of openly. Blondin meant only to preserve this knowledge and worked hard to explain it. He knew young people weren't sitting around the fire listening and talking to the old people often anymore, so he wrote down stories so they could read them.
George Blondin, a dear Anani Digan, Eritlisalsi. Edo atten en kode yadaril dinha, porel ea, e bachala neho a henila. En nane dear, hotibenere di habore nile, bayat hitiho en le colu, blondin a ye, do a den a kode yadaril denwali, e ha etisk a yerin tisla, a doin den a kode, antna the heldet eu, a sigan de altila, e up.
Blondin preserved countless stories in detail of life before contact, indicating how precise his memory was right up until his passing. Some of his stories described how people interacted with animals and how the spirit of a man could change into caribou. A man would learn of caribou nature, how they reacted to certain things, how they moved on the land, and where they liked to stay. Then, back in his human spirit, he would have a good idea of where to hunt for them.
Blondin sa eritlistin tisla atatot inanin deli lozi. Ti yanal neon doza bediots and yanal neon harlum seer. Kunahi eritlisal sint ant udene echerg adanel tasi echeradat inhu nak echereere diu ya. Kunt u a chert oak a zerath asu duk a shell you duk a nick a zerath assi a ye hoish nihi ha at 10 year a view a yurts in ante denana riliare a yurdet oak an alze ya kalze hak ol yant e henila.
Interpretation of the way the world works has been lost, Blondin believed, and so he published 3 books conveying stories with spiritual themes. For his storytelling efforts, Blondin received the Ross Charles Award in 1990 for Native Journalism. Blondin received the Ross Charles Award in 1990 for Native Journalism and was inducted as a member of the Order of Canada in 2003. The prolific writer passed away at the age of 87 on October 12th. The prolific writer passed away at the age of 87 on October 12th, 2008, after suffering a stroke.
Blondin hadu tantu no kenets deni kunt ila ja a henila abachala ne adenstil a ai ha tha er kistarin isla spiritual themes ha ku ayit a ho che ho nidarin isi ai ha Ross Charles Award ban thala 1990 kut a Native Journalism arit isi na ai ha Order of Canada, Daltila 2003, Kuyi Denant Adantut Istarin Tlisi, Elket Donen Nalastin Bergayu, Ayun Zinzak and Akich Adel Hultai, 2008, Ayur Bestotlin Labedzia,